Let's talk about the five key components to a mobile marketing strategy that you can use to supersize and grow your business starting right away if you don't have one already. We touched on a mobile marketing strategy, I think it's just yesterday, but let's go into it a little deeper today. What are these five key components? Number one, responsive website design, and we'll talk about what that means. Number two, mobile-friendly content. Three, apps development and optimization. Four, location-based marketing. And five, mobile SEO. And how are these different than other SEO? We'll talk about that just briefly. Number one, we want to make sure that we have a responsive website design. What does that mean? It means it's fast. It means it responds. The design loads quickly on mobile. A lot of times, I remember when I first started doing websites and website design with ClickFunnels, we would design the website for the web and mobile after we had designed the website. We'd transfer everything to mobile. About a year into my designing websites, mobile had taken off so much that I started to reverse that. And I designed for mobile and then created the online internet website secondarily, because mobile was 70 to 80% of the volume for most of the businesses that I was helping and working with. And it didn't make any sense to not make sure that mobile was perfect right off the bat. And nothing's ever perfect, right? We're always tweaking and changing things, but that it was functional, responsive, quick, and met all the criteria. And then I would design the website version of it. We want to make sure that anything we're designing will show up appropriately and well on different screen sizes. You know, I am not an Apple products person, but a lot of the people that I love and care about are. So they've got their cell phone, their iPad, their, what is the other one called? And then their computer as well. And you want to make sure that whatever the dimensions are, whatever the screen size is, that it looks great, loads fast, and is responsive, so the user has a great experience. We got to provide the user with optimal viewing experience across all platforms at all times. Secondly, we want to have mobile-friendly content. Content when you're designing for mobile is slightly different than the web because it has to be clear, concise, shorter, and take up less time and energy. People want the quick tidbits, the quick information, not the in-depth story of something. That's for your social media. That's for your website. That's for your blog. We want to be concise, visually appealing content that gets people's attention, draws them in, and then they can click through to your website if they want to know more. Thirdly, because we want to improve engagement and user response to our mobile app. Third is app development and optimization. We want to make sure that we get repeat engagement because our mobile app is, and our mobile presence is easy to use and responsive, ways for people to communicate and get in touch with us. One of the most frustrating things I think on the planet these days is the inability to get a hold of a human being when you really, really, really need a human being. And our mobile apps need to take that into consideration as well. Fourth, we want to do location-based marketing because mostly when we're doing mobile, people on their mobile devices are searching for something right now. They're more likely to buy when they're searching on their mobile phone. Nowadays, I think it's changing with the younger generation. I'm definitely from the older generation, but I think that nowadays kids go to their phones and younger people go to their phones automatically without even thinking about it. Whereas we used to go and search on the web if we wanted something because we didn't have that technology available. Now it's just available. So it's got to be available in a way and in the format that people want when they're searching for a solution to a problem, or when they want to know where to go to eat, which is a problem, right? When they want to know and compare products and services, it has to be easy to do through your mobile application, your mobile marketing. And we want to be able to geo-target things geographically, and we want to be able to send people to our locations based on where they are. And with the technology nowadays, it's pretty easy to do that. And then finally, we want to use mobile SEO. Why is mobile SEO a little bit different than regular website SEO? Yes and no. We want to have mobile-friendly user tags and meta tags, and we want to structure our content, again, for easy navigation by optimizing page speed, by making sure that it loads fast. If you ever gone to a website or to something on your mobile phone and it just, and actually my granddaughter was doing this today. It was so funny. On Netflix, she was counting down, loading, 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 loading. And she was really, really frustrated. So if at three, she's already frustrated. Think about adults and people that have been using technology. If it doesn't load fast, they're gone. They're going to go to something else. So we want to make sure that all those things are taken into account as we are designing our mobile apps for our businesses, products, services, brands, etc. All right. Love to know your take on this. Love to know how you feel about mobile. I would say I was not an early adopter of mobile technology, but I definitely am now, because you can't argue with the numbers and the results that mobile is getting for people and getting for businesses. All right. Have an awesome day. I will, of course, be with you tomorrow. Bye.